Hi everyone, I'm Christina Masawa. I'm a young designer from Tanzania.
My name is Hiram Brahanu. I'm a young designer from Ethiopia.
Hi, my name is Melas Gebregyorgis. I am a young designer from Ethiopia.
And I'm Emma Beck, our communications lead for Adolescence 360. I am so lucky to be here in conversation with young designers from Adolescence 360 or A360, PSI's flagship adolescent contraceptive program. The program started in 2016, working in Tanzania, Nigeria, and Ethiopia, really centered on what does it look like to reimagine how we support young people to view, value, and choose contraception. The project's unique in that it works with and for young people, like the young designers we're chatting with today. We're here with Haran and Malat, our young designers from Ethiopia, and Christina, our young designer from Tanzania, to discuss their experience creating and launching A360's first ever Young Designer Conference. I want to know what insights you guys gained interacting with your fellow young designers. How might that shape A360 or PSI's approach to meaningful youth engagement? And what can you tell us about what it takes to make space for young leaders like yourselves to take the lead? So tell me about what you guys got up to.
The Young Designer Youth Committee was a group of five young designers that were from three A360 countries, namely Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Nigeria. We came together to organize the first ever Young Designers Global Conference, which was a meaningful youth engagement, reflection on the past, and also planning of the future. We conversed with leadership one-on-one to tell them what we want to be included and what we thought would be productive to making the meaningful youth engagement even more meaningful in the future.
What were some of the things that young people told you they wanted to see as part of meaningful youth engagement strategies?
Strengthening the youth adult partnership is really important. First, it gives the opportunity for us to have a very flexible or having to feel that our voices can be heard and that we can really do something to change and for the better of the project. Not only in PSI, but we could also think of sharing the experiences to other people outside PSI and to a very broader perspective.
Having a platform where young designers can come together and really see the outcome of their work or the progress, or just even meet and have discourses, conversations that would be very beneficial, I feel, for meaningful youth engagement.
We often talk about power dynamics when we have adults and young people at the table, but here we had youth engaging youth. So, what did it look like to create an equal playing field for all youth participants to have their voices heard?
Keeping the balance between youth organizers and youth participants, I would say the fact that the organizers themselves respected each other, and they actually showed that they vocalized it when interacting with each other, but also peers that are organizers in this specific conference. Having the breakout room sessions on day one gave us the chance for YDs to like connect more, to establish relationship, I guess, with each other. That's how some of the trust was built.
I think the way that you build a safe space for everyone to be free to air out his or her own views and accepting each other's voice and to really understand what the other part means, because we are from different countries and we are sharing different experiences and we might have different culture and values as well. But to have that space to speak it out and all of us together to understand that we are really eager to learn from one another. We learn much when you hear experiences from other. We might be doing lots of works and youth might be involved in very different angles in the project, but sharing the experience tells the whole story, and not only in PSI, but you could also think of sharing the experiences to other people outside PSI and to a very broader perspective. At the end of the day, you realize that no matter how small or bigger the idea they might be, but they're all ideas and they all can lead to something so good and wonderful.
Which is the core of what it
Yeah.
looks like to engage young people as co-decision makers of youth programs.
Yeah, encourage and empower the participants at all times, because even if the participation level is low, it's usually not because they don't have any ideas. It's usually not because they don't have a voice. It's because they don't feel empowered to use their voice. Keeping the encouragement and empowering them to actually vocalize their thoughts, it's going to pay off.
What did you learn engaging with young designers from other countries?
Diversity is beautiful. That's what I learned. And that, you know, young people are awesome.